Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning, Monday, November the 17th, 2025. 10 and a half minutes past the hour here, WGH Radio Talk Time. And I've got to tell you, I'm glad to be here. It's Monday morning. It's a brisk, chilly Monday morning. But I don't know if you can tell by the sound of my voice already. But I have had the weekend of... I don't want to call it illness. I would be glad to call it illness. I don't know what happened. Let me tell you about how the last 4 or 5 days went. I felt fine last Thursday. Last Thursday, and by the way, I've got a cough drop in, so if my voice sounds odd, aside from the fact that I'm a little stuffed up, it's because I've got a cough drop in and I don't want to cough on the air. But trooper that I am, I'm still here, even though I'm a little stuffed up and have a cough drop in. Last Thursday, I felt fine. And then sometime late in the evening on Thursday, my throat started to feel a little sore. But that's really all it was. Lightly sore throat, nothing big. And I thought, no big deal, everything will be fine. Well, then I got up on Friday morning to come here to do the show, and really the sore throat had just gotten worse. That's pretty much all it was. Nothing else had happened. So all day Friday, I was here doing the show on Friday with kind of a dry mouth and a sore throat. And it went okay. I don't think I was off the beam on Friday, for those of you who listened. Then Saturday, I don't know what happened. But the sore throat went completely away, and the nose became stuffed up, and I got the headache that would not stop, and just felt like I had been run over by a bus. Now, I don't know if it was a city bus or a county bus or a school bus or whatever it was, but I felt like I'd been run over by a bus. But, honestly, I did not feel horrible. My mouth was still dry, which was driving me nuts. So I put in a cough drop, and the sore throat was gone, so I thought that was a good thing. So I soldiered right on along. Then yesterday was probably the worst day. I can't even tell you the things that went on yesterday. Aside from the headache and the stopped-up nose and the runny nose. I don't seem to have a runny nose right now, which is a good thing. But the changes to the voice, it was a rough, rough day. But as the day progressed, felt much better. And here I am on Monday morning, soldiering along to be back with you here on WGH Talk Radio. Now, the nice thing was that the things that I had to miss this past weekend because I was not feeling great, people will check in with you. Because not everybody knows that you're a little bit under the weather, and nobody really knows what's wrong with you. They just know you're not showing up to things. And I got some nice check-ins from people. They said, well, you don't normally miss things. What's wrong with you? Are you okay? I was just checking in. Do you need anything? You know, that's very, very nice. People, on the most part, are very, very nice. So we always hear about these horror stories of people arguing on social media or getting into fights and nobody talking to each other. For the most part, everybody is just pretty well nice. Now, aside from cough drops and a lot of liquids and eating carbohydrates to keep the energy up, I really have not taken anything for this, and I was trying to remember, and I try to remember this every time I get sick, which really is not all that often. Is it feed a fever, starve a cold, or starve a cold, feed a fever? I think it's feed a cold, starve a fever. No, what is it? Starve a cold, feed a fever, starve a cold, starve your mother, feed your sister. I can't remember. Go ahead, caller. Oh. Well, if that was you, call back in. 740-383-9944. We did have a caller there on the line. If that's you, we'll be glad to take the phone call. A matter of fact, all the phone calls we get this morning will be much appreciated because who knows how long the voice is going to hold out this morning. And having a cough drop wedged in here, this might be the morning you will hear the least from me. If you call in, 740-383-9944. But it was so nice for the people who knew that I was a little bit under the weather to call in and see how I was doing. All right, go ahead, caller.
That wasn't me that just called, but I called to give you some advice, and goodness, if you aren't man ill, I've never heard it. You got a stuffy nose, and you need callers to call in and tell you how to remedy yourself. Spears, come on now.
Well, I think people just don't want to hear me with this cough drop in and a stuffy nose for 2 hours.
You do sound congested this morning.
Yeah.
But it is feed a cold, starve a fever, because when you're burning up, you don't want food in your stomach in case you start vomiting.
So then I did do the right thing by eating, because yesterday...
You can't ever do the wrong thing by eating, can you?
Well, I just... Normally, I will try to take it easy. Like, I don't eat a lot of sugars and a lot of breads, because those just aren't the things that I like. But yesterday, I did go in on... Actually, I ate pizza yesterday, because it sounded good, because it was spicy, and it was bread, and it was energy, so I think that helped.
Did you just call pizza spicy?
Well, it was for me.
Oh, Scott, you are such an old soul trapped in a middle-aged 29-year-old man's body.
Well, no, I am just not a fan of the big spicy things.
I don't like pepperoni on pizza.
Well, see, I had pepperoni on it.
Now, see, that's probably an uncommon thing. Pepperoni is a bit too spicy for my indigestion system. It has nothing to do with my palate.
Yeah. No, I have never been a fan. Like, people will talk about these jalapeno peppers and trying to get things as hot as they can.
Mm-mm.
You know, that's not my thing. If that makes me an old soul, I'll be an old soul, because I don't like that stuff.
Well, I thought you meant just like the pizza sauce with spicy.
Oh,
like
no.
Your bland mayonnaise, white kind
no,
of guy.
No.
Little oregano is too much for you.
No. I'm good with that. I can do that sort of thing. Yeah, no, I'm good
and
there.
I won't make any more fun of you for that. That I was like, are you serious? He can't even. He's like, tomato sauce is too risque for him.
Oh no, I'll tell you. Friday, as a matter of fact, Friday when I had just the sore throat, I got some really, really good chili. That was, it had all, I don't know what it had in it, but it had a lot of green kind of peppers and things in it. Now, that was actually very good on a day when I had a sore throat.
Did someone make that for you, or did you buy it?
I bought it at, I got it at Wendy's, a matter of fact.
I was going to say, if you're running across good items, your listeners need to know these things.
Yeah, Wendy's, I think they've changed their recipe. I don't remember all that green stuff in there before.
Maybe you just got a fresher batch. There's no chance that Wendy's changed their recipe. I'd be like them coming out with a new Frosty.
Well, it was good.
So, on to a more serious subject, just because I have to go to the dentist this morning. And, you know, at what point do you say, okay, I've got like 31, well, I don't have any wisdom teeth. Okay, I've got 27 other teeth that do the exact same thing. When do I stop putting money into this one? I don't know when that is. I haven't gotten there yet, but I think I'm close.
You know, a lot of people are like that. I've known a lot of people who get to their 40s, and at some point they say, you know, I've been working on this one thing for a long time.
Well, I never had any cavities until I had a baby, and then all of my molars said, hey, the baby sucked us dry, and you're on your own. So, you know, having children are great. That's another thing. You men couldn't handle a cold. You definitely couldn't handle all the baby's rot and all your teeth.
But now, listen, counsel. I'm here today. I showed up. I didn't stay home in bed.
Oh, you're in a room alone. Come on. You're probably wearing your slippers. No.
I'm all dressed up today.
You don't go out of the house undressed.
I'm ready. I'm ready for a party today. If there's ever a party, I'll be there today.
Well, there's one tonight. It's at 6:30.
I'll be there. I'll be there.
Nice segue. Did you see this legislation, the cybersecurity, the IT legislation on the agenda, or did you hear about it?
You know, I saw it on the docket, and I did see some people posting some papers about. I did not have the chance to read it this past weekend, but what's it all about?
Okay, well, we have another local journalist. That was me using air quotes, because people need to be a little leery when they're throwing this journalist title around. I think your listeners are above average when it comes to intelligence. But when you're defaming people and you are presenting information as fact without proof, and then when people start asking for proof and you start blocking them, you're probably not really a legitimate journalist.
Was there a kerfluffle recently?
That's the thing. That's another thing I was going to say. If I were to read a piece, real journalists put their names to the things they write. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I would put my name to something.
Okay. So when you have a core team of people, well, I mean, it's a global, international team of people, that at any point, any of these people could be contributing to this information page that is interested in Marion, Ohio. This global team is interested in our finances. I would expect that maybe they would want credit for their work, and they would put their name to what they write, but apparently no one wants credit for their work, just the global team working together to keep Marion, Ohio safe and our finances secure. Thank God they showed up when they did, because we've been a hot mess for years. I wish they had been here like in 2020. That would have been fantastic. It's neither here nor there. You've got this whole global team of people writing articles. Now, if I read an article that was somewhat Marion-based, and I read the word kerfluffle in there, I would assign that to you. I would be like, Scott Spears probably had something to do with that, because that's a word that he likes to use. And just, you know, having listened to you, I would know that that's a word that not many other people use. This concept of Marion being a microcosm of economic activity for the area, because this journalistic page, come to find out, most of the people don't even live in Marion that have such an interest. Well, we heard they're international, but most of them don't even live in Marion County, I've found out. But this page that has this international interest in Marion, Ohio's finances is promoting themselves as the one getting this piece of legislation on the agenda. Oh. I read the legislation before I read them taking credit for it, and I almost pissed my pants laughing when I read their explanation of it. They've pointed out the secret sabotage and the deficiencies in our financial system. We got our audit back, by the way, and it's not good, people, but there's not enough time to explain it all to you. All these deficiencies were not caused by incompetence in that office. It is our city software has been hacked for decades. If this is all true, the city has the right to know. But these people are promoting themselves as the one getting this legislation on our agenda. If you read the legislation, the state of Ohio passed a law earlier this year that required all municipalities, cities, villages, counties to pass a cybersecurity, a cybersecurity protocol. If you don't already have one, or if you did, you needed to update it and get it past your city council again and get it signed by your mayor again. Well, apparently we don't have one. And this was supposed to have been done, the state of Ohio said, by September 30th. So we're actually behind the ball. That's why this dropped out of the sky nowhere onto the agenda. We're about 2 months past the fact of when the state of Ohio said we need to do this. And this quote-unquote news organization full of international journalists is taking credit for getting this put on our agenda. And that's after city council people have been promoting this. I mean, they're calling a silent sabotage of our financial system. Now, I'm going to be sincere and ask, if this is really happening and we have city council people going on Facebook talking about it, saying that it's true, then the taxpayers of the city of Marion have the right to know that our computer system has been hacked for the past 2 decades, and has anyone reported this to the state of Ohio?
Who is hacking it?
It's silent, secret.
So we don't know who's hacking it?
I read a comment by Jason Schauber the other day, and it was something about, so you're telling me that somebody went back in time 70 years and would have known that you were going to be the auditor at this point in time, and they started laying booby traps 40 years ago to make you look incompetent in your 13 months of, Robert Landon's part of the core team too, to make you look incompetent in your 13 months or 18 months of service or whatever it was. So yeah, there was decades of conspiracy to make Robert Landon look incompetent.
Well, you know, I haven't read a lot of this because I don't subscribe to these, so I only see this.
I can
this.
Only skim it, Scott. I can't read it all because I can. It's like thousands of AI-written words. But now some of it is written by people that don't put their name to it, and I don't understand why, because when they're going to start calling me ignorant and making ignorant comments, saying that I'm making ignorant comments. No, I'm not. If you don't live in Marion County and your town is falling apart, why aren't you over raising hell in your town?
Well,
why don't you love your city? Our city's got enough problems. We don't need you all coming over here stirring them up.
Well, I guess when I see these things, it's when somebody who's a friend of mine shares them. So that's when they end
basic. Well, I got blocked for asking. I asked like 3 questions, and now I'm blocked.
Well,
and this is the same page that did the story on my mother because they needed a story. Now, I'm not going to say that one of the people that's now a contributor with their microcosm of economic activity, I'm not going to say that they didn't help me, because they did. But now they've chosen an alliance of insanity, and I don't care who you are. If you're going to spread propaganda, if you're going to spread lies, if you're going to make... We're already all fearful about our financial situation. If you're going to make it worse with lies, I'm going to call you out. I don't care. And if that gets me blocked from your journalist page, then you aren't really a journalist. You're an opinion page.
Well, here's what I guess my genuine questions would be about this.
I want to know, because I am going to respectfully ask them, and I believe that we are owed answers to these questions.
Well, my genuine question, number one, just off the top, if there is a silent sabotage going on, and it currently is still going on, because obviously it hasn't been fixed because we have not adopted the cybersecurity measure, then do we have to say that Miranda McGinnis has been the victim of silent sabotage?
I would say, wouldn't you?
Well,
it hasn't been corrected.
So that would be
Miranda, honey, if you're listening, everybody owes you the biggest apology in the whole wide world.
Right.
Absolutely, you've made no mistakes, and it's all... And she knows, she and I don't have a problem with each other, so I'm not being a smartass. But she needs to come in there and be like, hey, software problems, not me.
Well, and I guess my other, and it's a genuine question, is prior to, because I guess we're going back 20 years, prior to prior to Robert Landon, we had Kelly Carr, and we also had Bob Kramer. Bob Kramer was in there at one point. And what, so were they also the victims anytime they, because I'm sure they did
what
things.
I can't understand is the state of Ohio, and we've had forensic auditors that we paid $275,000 to. Why weren't they, and the state of Ohio, with their special investigative unit, why haven't they been able to pick up on any of this secret sabotage?
Well,
haven't the experts been able to, but people that watch from Facebook and live in other counties and spoke to a disgraced former city auditor know more about our IT system, so much so that they're going to be allowed to give a presentation to us tonight.
Well, and
Thad Smith helped coordinate that. Now, I wanted just people to listen to this. They are claiming that they have spoken to multiple city council members about this, and that city council members are on board with this nonsense.
So they're going to give a presentation tonight?
That's what they said. It's going to be an honor to give a presentation to the... These are out-of-county people. I want to know what their credentials are. When you bring people up from Columbus to talk to us, this person is such and such, and they represent such and such, and this is what they do for a living. I don't want to hear that somebody from a Facebook page came up here to tell us how to handle our financial situation, because I actually have an accounting degree, a business management degree, a master's degree, and I've been pointing out for a year and a half that we're going to go into fiscal distress. Nobody listened to me. But
so,
you can get somebody that runs a Facebook page and has 2 computer monitors to come up and give us IT advice.
So who is giving this presentation
I'm
tonight?
I'm assuming it's Jason Foreman. It's the Operation Marion Watchman people.
Really? So,
yes.
So they're giving the cybersecurity talk tonight.
We don't have a choice but to adopt this legislation. The state of Ohio is forcing us. They're coming to give their recommendations of how the city should amend the legislation.
So who put that on the agenda?
Thad Smith.
Thad Smith?
That's what they said on Facebook. I've got screenshots to prove all of this. I mean, if y'all are going to be fools and do this, at least be quiet about it. Yeah, so, I mean, Twilight Lang has been on there. Ralph Smith has been on there more than once. Now, you can go on there and say whatever you want, but when you use your official capacity as councilman and councilwoman and finance chair director, you're now representing yourself as an elected official, and that's entirely different than being a private citizen.
Well, see, I've never heard anything like that, because I've never heard...
Here they are, Scott, ruling this through Facebook Zoom meetings and rumors. That's how we get our information.
Well, do they have, I mean, do they have some kind of expertise in cyber... Maybe they do. I don't know.
They can put together a Zoom meeting. Or
well,
Google Meet.
I guess, so it's just...
So if someone... So what you're saying is you'd like to see... know the credentials of someone that's making, offering up amendments to our legislation as well?
Well, I guess, and again, I'm not trying to be facetious in this, but I wonder if we should, you know, forgive Bob Cramer and forgive Kelly Carr and forgive Miranda McGinnis, because they're also in this period. And I guess my major question is this. Why
is it still happening? And who is doing it? Because we've had money stolen from bank accounts. Now, if we're having money stolen from our straight up from our computer software, who's doing it? Where's the money going?
Well, here's my thing. I guess my question is,
Are the police investigating this, Scott? Because they investigated the check situation.
Well, I guess my number one, who is hacking it? Who's getting the information? And number two, maybe my bigger question is why was it not until 2020 that the books were not reconciled if this was going on?
If you read I doubt everybody will read the audit because it's over 100 pages, but one of the first things that is in that audit, and this is from the state of Ohio, says that the reconciliations were not done from 2020 on, and that was the start of this problem. The state of Ohio said that. Robert Landon has written an entire piece where this is his, that audit, I don't know if he doesn't know how to read it or doesn't know what it says, but that is his vindication that he made no errors. We had to make more than 150 corrections to the 2021 books, and that he was auditor until what, October?
October of 21, I think.
Yeah, so we had to make more than 150 corrections, and the books still aren't 100%. They're just good enough for us to move on. And we had, I can't even tell you how many funds were negative. And six figures negative. Hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of fines and penalties. I'm going to put the numbers together because I was just skimming through it. It's over 100 pages. A lot of it's technical stuff. But I'm going to get the numbers and I'm going to put them together tonight. So I'm going to be like, so all these fines and penalties that we paid in 2021, who are we getting the money back from on those? Because the findings are going to come out. I've just been told they were delayed. And findings is when they say who caused the money and who they're going after to get the money. Those just haven't been 100% solidified yet. But they're coming, and Robert Landon's name is going to be in them.
So is it just Jason tonight or the whole group there?
I don't know.
No, but
listen, Scott, I'm honest to God. I'm serious about this, and I've told other people this too. I'm 50-50 on whether or not I'm going to bring a roll of tinfoil and wrap my head in it while I was talking.
Well, I mean, how do other council members feel about this? I mean, Ayers, Jason, people who were actually there at the time, you know, Aaron Rollins has been there for
Jason
a minute.
Jason made a comment, Jason made a comment about it. So what you're saying is people had to go back decades, know that you were going to be the auditor, and set you up to fail in 2020.
Well,
not before, not after, from January 1st of 2020, so October of whenever of 2021. That was when the secret sabotage happened. I don't know. It might still be going on. I can't make it past the first few lines of this stuff. It's so absurd. But this is what pisses me off, Scott. This is why I'm so mad about it. People are believing it. They are taking it as truth. And when I ask for proof of it, I get blocked. When I say, can we read something other than your AI-assisted written piece or whatever it is that you've, they call it publishing. Okay, can we read the the research that you did with your publishing, because that's what good research is. You don't just read something and take someone's word for it. You find if other sources are saying the same thing. You read where they've gotten their information from. Is that person an expert, or is that person a disgraced city auditor? I mean, that's why I'm angry. Stop with the propaganda. If you want to have a propaganda page, fine, but don't come up to city council living in another county and tell us how to run our city. Galleon was in fiscal emergency, the absolute worst case that you can get besides receivership. Galleon was in fiscal emergency for 14 years, and they just got out in 2018. They're not doing so hot right now. But one of these people is from Galleon that's coming over here to tell us how to get our money situation in line.
Well, here's what I would say to city council. And again, I want to see it tonight. You know, I want to hear it.
So do I. I'll bring you some foil. If you don't need it, don't use it.
I will give people the benefit of the doubt until I hear what they say, and then we'll move on from there. But I guess my question is this the precedent? Because it's my understanding this is a media organization.
Then I'm going to start calling myself a media organization, and I'm going to get up there and start giving.
Well, that's what I wonder is can I or the Star request time to come to a committee?
Why is the Star reporting on this? Why aren't you reporting on this? Why don't you care about secret sabotage, Spears?
Well, I mean, we've had Robert Landon on, and I heard his explanations. I mean, I thought we went through that, and I did not hear those.
Wasn't his explanations was that the buck stops here, but it was everybody else's fault?
I think he said there were some people in his office that were not trustworthy. I think he said the Republican Party turned on him. I think he said, and he did say, and I gave him credit at the time for saying that he was not best suited for that job.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where this came from, because that interview is not all that old.
Well, his humility has now turned into hubris.
Well, listen, and I understand where Robert's coming from. I understand that maybe he wants to run for office again. I don't know.
Then be contrite. Don't be an asshole. Because somebody else said, you know, something. Now it's, then they'll switch over to Jesus. They'll go 1 minute from blocking people and calling you names and then switch over to talking about Jesus. And somebody, one of my friends sent me a comment that somebody else had made, and it said, when did this turn into a Christian, you know, like a faith page? I thought this was supposed to be news or whatever. And they're like, oh, this, if you've been here since the beginning. I mean, just a horribly nasty comment. And I'm like, you're defending that this is a faith-based page by insulting someone. Interesting.
Well,
Faith-based journalism in the secret sabotage.
Well, I'll give Thad Smith, if he did indeed put it on the agenda, the benefit of the doubt until we hear what it is, and then if he still feels that it was a good idea, then, you know, I don't know.
Oh, I'm going to have questions. So they better be prepared for this meeting to go forever tonight, because I'm going to have so many questions about how people that do not even live in the county, that do not step inside City Hall with a badge, have so much knowledge about our computer system.
Well, here's the thing.
And if Robert Landon feeding it to them, then we might need a new computer system, because he royally stars up, and we might want to get away from anything that he could silently sabotage.
Well, here's
he's the silent sabotager.
Well, here's the thing that I would wonder. Now, if Miranda McGinnis said, here are a group of people that are going to speak on behalf, would they be given time? I don't know. I mean, this is the first I'm hearing of this. This is interesting.
We are passing legislation required by the state of Ohio that we are 2 months. It has an emergency clause, too. So, listen, Scott, they took credit, and I'm going to ask Collins respectfully tonight. I'm going to ask all these questions, because if they are true, we deserve answers.
Well, does Collins believe it? He hasn't said that, has he?
I don't know. Collins has not. He has not subscribed to any of this. But they were taking credit for him sending the letter to the state of Ohio asking us to be considered for fiscal distress.
Oh, somebody should ask him that.
All of their investigations had led to Mayor Collins sending the letter to the state of Ohio. So I'm going to ask him that. I'm going to be very polite, and I'm going to say, was it their investigations, or was it your knowledge of the city's finances, your actual knowledge of the city's finances that led you to send that letter?
Well,
and if they're listening, hey, I'm giving them a heads up for the questions I'm going to ask. Please explain these things to us. This is what's floating around. If it's not true, give an interview to a reputable news source that people don't have to wonder, that will cite their sources and their information. You know, one reason why the story about my mother took so long to hit the Marion Star was because they wanted records. And that was the reason why I was fighting the city. So Marion Star had that story for over a month. They wanted proof of what I was saying. I don't blame them, but that's why the city and Morrow County were stonewalling, and that's why I got up there and raised hell. You're not going to bury the story by burying the proof. Well, anybody can put anything on the internet if you don't have, that's what, where the reader needs to demand proof.
Well, and again, any of them, if they are listening, are free to call in. I mean, if they have answers to these questions, I'd be interested. I mean, these are questions. These are not statements.
Yes.
I'm not questioning anybody's knowledge.
If
I don't know.
Things, no, if these things are being said, I believe we have the right to have the answer to those questions. If they're true, please explain it to us.
Is Jason, I don't know much about, every meeting I've had with Jason has been fine. Jason Foreman is his name, right?
Met him like twice.
Yeah,
he begged me to be part of the core group, and I wanted nothing to do with that page.
Well, I haven't seen him for a while, but every time I had seen him, it was always a fine meeting. I mean, we shook hands, he said hello, it was never anything bad. And I think he said the same of me, so there was never a problem there. But I'm just curious, is that his background? I don't know.
Well, according to him, his background is he's infiltrated interstate drug rings and, you know, just all kinds of stuff. He's a man of many, many hats.
Oh.
So, like, I was cool with him, didn't have a problem, didn't say much until they just started to get into this absolute insanity. We've got enough chaos, legitimate chaos going on Center Street, that we do not need people coming from other counties with half-baked ideas about, I don't care what his expertise is in IT. Unless we're paying you and contracting you and hiring you, you don't need to be here giving us advice about our financial system that you don't have access to and couldn't know nearly what you... If they know what they say they know about that software system, then it's illegal because somebody without access to it's been in it.
Well, it's interesting to me because why so interested in Marion's...
In Marion's situation?
Yeah.
Because we are a microcosm of economic activity for these smaller towns, and if our finances aren't good, then their finances won't be good either. Well, I don't know if all these people from Morrow County looked around. Our finances suck, and you're stuck, too. So
well, I think Marion...
started on yours.
I think Marion County's doing okay.
Well, yes. Well, I wouldn't say okay. We're doing better than Morrow County.
Yeah, why don't, but I mean, I'm just saying...
Around here, we're being splashed all over the news for our high rate of...
Well, I guess, right, but I guess, I mean, I'm just saying Marion City. The county, and I think the county auditor...
Our countywide population, or poverty rate, our citywide is 22, our countywide is 17, Scott, so we're not doing...
No, I'm talking about as far as...
I
think our county auditor just won some kind of award.
Oh, no, she does great. She does great with the little bit that she...
Right, so why was she not the victim of this cybersecurity issue?
I don't know. Good question.
I mean, that's all I'm asking. I mean, what was so valuable about the city's information if nobody's stolen any money that they wanted to get in there and mess around with numbers just to make people look bad?
I guess, and they only did it for 18 months, and everything else has been Miranda McGinnis's fault.
Well, I don't know. I mean, wouldn't
that's a big disconnect there.
Wouldn't Veritas or one of these groups have found this?
Remember when, okay, the name of the software, for people that don't know, is New World. New World and Veritas and the state of Ohio and the auditor and Tyler Lang were all having phone calls for a long, long time together. So I don't know how they didn't figure out the silent sabotage. But, you know, these people know more than the auditor of the state of Ohio, and Twyla Lang knows more than the IRS, and we're getting ready to go into fiscal distress. I can't make sense out of nonsense.
Well, it'll be interesting to see the presentation. I mean, I don't want to judge anything till I see it.
Oh, no, I don't either, but I don't believe that we should just be letting people with Facebook pages from out of the county, these people don't even live in our county, because we need to hear it, and we need answers to the things that they're saying.
Well, I do think
there's a little meeting going on in City Hall today. Y'all get, please, please get whatever this information is, and I'm not being nasty or sarcastic. If this is true, tell us, and if it's not, tell us.
Well, I would hope at the beginning of the presentation, before it got rolling, we would hear what the credentials are of the people about to give the presentation, because that has happened with anybody else who has spoken.
Everyone. Any professional that's come to give us advice, presentations, whatever, they state what their credentials are.
And also, I would hope they would understand why they started investigating this when not called upon.
Yes.
And if we can get to that point, then I think, you know, let's hear what they have to say.
Yes. And I also want to know if they are the journalistic outlet that influenced the mayor to ask for fiscal assistance or for assistance from the state, which I don't believe they are. And I would also like to know if, you know, the city council members believe this. Have they reported it to the state of Ohio, which I know they have not, because I've seen all the reports made to the state of Ohio. So I'd like to know why they have not reported the suspected fraud that they've been perpetuating for months. I want to know why they have not reported it to the state of Ohio, because they're legally obligated to do so.
Well, it's going to be an interesting night, it sounds like.
It is. I'm going to get me a little nap so I can stay late tonight.
So this was put on the agenda by Thad Smith
The legislation has to be passed.
I understand that, but...
So that was put on there by Thad, Municipal Codes and Services. Jason Foreman is saying that Thad Smith invited him to city council to present, so...
Oh, so that's what... Okay,
mm-hmm.
So the legislation was put on by Thad because it needs to be done.
It had to have been done in September.
Okay.
Yes.
But then Thad said, we want you to come be a speaker... Now,
I don't know if he asked or what. I don't know. I know we have county residents that come talk, and, you know, no issue with that. What happens, what affects Marion City affects Marion County and vice versa. But why we have people coming from completely different counties, I mean, where does it stop? Are we going to just let anybody from anywhere come and talk?
Well, I would just wonder if Thad did do this, or
well,
was it...
Well, it's on Facebook, so if not, then Thad needs to clear that up, too, because I've got a screenshot.
See, I wonder if it was a, hey, we've got information, and Thad said, well, it's a public meeting, you know, you're allowed to speak. That's different than inviting to give a presentation, I think.
Well, that's something we probably need cleared up, too, then, isn't it?
Well, and maybe, I said, I don't know. I truly don't. That's journalism. I don't know the answers to these questions. I hope we get them tonight. But there is an interesting precedent here that if media organizations are invited to give presentations, I mean, I think the Marion Star...
I mean, you should give one about the fruitcake toss.
Well, you never know. Maybe we can get some money for it.
I'll put together a PowerPoint.
Maybe we can get a big money event.
It'll be nice.
It could be a big money event. Maybe we could get some money.
A fundraiser.
Yeah.
We could do a fundraiser.
Well, I guess, listen, I'm not against anybody speaking. God bless them if they want to. But I would...
No, but we need to, if these people are influencing city policy and ordinances, then we need to know who they are. Would you agree with that?
Well, I think that's an issue, yes. I would think all council people should be made to let us know if they do believe that this is an actual problem, because I think they really should apologize to Miranda McGinnis then, because apparently
and
she's
Kelly
been...
Carr.
A, well, Kelly Carr, yeah, Kelly Carr.
I mean,
Carr.
They've raked her over the coals for the $22,000 that got abated that was given back. They've raked her... I mean, did the software make that mistake? Was that her fault?
Well, obviously, the people most in the know on this tonight, just because of their tenure, are going to be Ayers and Jason and Aaron Rollins, and I would hope that they would have some serious questions tonight.
Hey, there's a cash... They're even talking about... Somebody sent me something this morning, and it made so little sense that I just let it go. They're talking about there was a cashless evidence room set up, established in 2021. And no, nobody knows what the hell it means. So that's another question we have.
A cashless evidence room?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was there during a lot of this, and I don't remember anybody ever claiming any of this. I mean,
I will tell you this. I have been to a cashless evidence room. It was at the back of the police station. Someone broke into one of our properties and stole a whole bunch of stuff, and they found it and they gave it back to us out of the cashless evidence room.
Well, I you know,
that's the only thing I could think of.
Well, I mean, I guess
cashless evidence room. I want to go there. I want to see it.
So, what are the cybersecurity people?
Do you think it has a Love Your City decal in it? The cashless evidence room.
Who are the people doing the hacking? I think we need to know this.
They.
Shouldn't Jay McDonald go down and cuff them tonight?
You think? I would think the FBI should be in on this after decades.
Well, because, I mean, I'm serious. I mean, if this is... If this is like a previous mayor or a previous administration, we got to get...
We were talking about the check situation where the check was stolen out of the mail, and it was washed, and it was used to steal money out of the account. Now, $40,000, I think. Now, that's all been taken care of. But the police department and the postmaster were involved in that. Law enforcement was involved in that. Law enforcement is still investigating that. That is a legitimate issue of cybercrime that happened to us.
Well,
we didn't
somebody should ask the police chief.
However, the police were investigating
it. Well, does Jay McDonald have an open investigation into this?
That would be a good question.
I mean, because
If not, I hope people realize it for the propaganda that it really is.
Well, if it is propaganda...
Tonight it's gonna stop.
Yeah, and I said, I don't know. But if it is propaganda... That's going to be a major... I don't know. But I know that Ayers had a lot of problem with Kelly Carr. He certainly had a lot of problem with Robert Landon, and he has had problem with Miranda McGinnis. I don't remember Jason...
Maybe it's Ayers that's the silent sabotager.
Well, he'll be there tonight, I would guess. I would think he would have some questions about this.
Yeah,
what meeting is this getting... What meeting is this?
Municipal Services.
Well, he's on Finance Committee, so I assume he'll be there.
Well, there's going to be plenty of questions for Finance, too.
Who's on Municipal?
Thad Barr Smith, maybe? I don't know who the third one is.
Oh, okay. Well,
Might be, I don't know. I honestly don't know who the third one is. It's one of the people that have changed out or not.
You know, freedom of speech. People are allowed to get up and do what they want to do.
Oh, absolutely. But remember, when you're saying that freedom of speech, when I get up there and talk and they start gaveling me, a city resident who lives a quarter of a mile away, who's been pretty much right about all the financial predictions so far, remember what you're saying, freedom of speech.
Now, don't they have to be voted to be allowed to speak? Doesn't there have to be a vote?
Yeah, they should. They should be.
And
here's the thing. I didn't think out-of-county residents were allowed to speak at all. Now, of an official capacity, yes. I understand, you know, you're there representing a organization or whatever, that it wouldn't matter, you know, ODOT people come from Columbus, whatever. But hey, ODOT guy, I'm such and such from ODOT, I'm the whatever coordinator of programs, and here it is, the guy that came up to sell us the building codes. I'm Bob Smith from such and such in Columbus, and these are my areas of expertise. I mean, he told us he's been an architect for, 15 years or something like that?
We knew
his background.
Well, yeah, and I think a vote did have to be taken to let him speak, didn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it did, for him to present.
So, yeah. I guess we'll find out tonight. You know, maybe there'll be something in there. Who knows? I don't know.
Well, you know what?
What got you blocked?
Because I asked if I could see proof.
Oh.
And then I asked why out-of-county people were so interested in our finances when their finances were an absolute hot mess. And that must have been the straw that broke the camel's back.
Well, it'll be interesting to know tonight what the reason for all this is and where it's come from and what's going on. And I guess
I'm just hope that people from the city council and city administration are actually listening, so you have time to put answers together to these questions, because I'm not the only one asking them. People are inboxing them to me, and I'm coming with a list. And if you're going to let people from out of county speak about our IT system, then you are definitely going to let an in-city resident who lives a quarter of a mile away from City Hall, who attends these meetings and has a vested interest as a resident and a parent of a resident of the city of Marion, you're going to listen to what I have to say, and you're not going to gavel me, and you're not going to time limit me.
Well, I guess we'll see it tonight.
We will. It's going to be a humdinger.
Hey, thank for calling.
Bye, Scott.
Bye-bye. Well, tonight at 6:30, there you go. And again, I don't know anything about this, so I'll just be there along with everybody else. And again, I don't know if there are any qualifications here. If there are, okay. And I guess we just have to see what is said and then kind of go from there. See, I don't know any... I don't know anything about this in regard to what's been going on, so I can't judge it until I see it. And I would assume that the Marion Star would feel that way, or any other news organization would feel that way. And if you want to invite somebody to speak, I guess that's okay. I mean, I certainly don't think there's anything wrong with that, but I think there are always questions that need to be asked, and that's not a bad thing. You know, questions are how we get answers in regard to things. Phone lines are open. Does anybody got anything to say? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, really, other than that, I don't know. I honestly don't know a whole lot about this particular group, and I don't have anything bad to say because I don't think it's my... I have nothing to judge them on. I haven't seen a whole lot, to be honest with you. It's enough to pay attention to what I'm doing here every morning, let alone worrying what somebody else is doing. So I guess we'll find out. And maybe we'll find out something new. You know, knowledge is a good thing, I guess. We gotta know what's going on. But, whoever called to start off the show, if they'd like to call in now, feel free. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, remember, I can't remember. It's feed a cold, starve a fever. Feed a cold, starve a fever. So, I guess having some food yesterday was the way to go. Because I think you need the carbohydrates for energy. And apparently, which today is going to be a long day, between this and other things, energy is the way to go. Well, let's see here. Now, apparently, this is coming from a listener here this morning. Also note that Landon ran on the fact that Carr had all these sketchy issues and that he could fix it. Please tell me one thing that he fixed. Well, now that's from a listener. So maybe, does anybody know? I don't know the answer to that. Here we are, I guess. 56 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. You know, I'm not really sure what's going on anymore with people in general. But, Or city council. I think it's interesting if certain people were invited to speak. I find that interesting. I don't know that there's anything particularly wrong with that. I think it's interesting that, and again, I don't know this to be fact, but that somebody, I guess, said that that's why the mayor sent the letter to the state was because they had presented information. That's why he did that. Well, I guess we'll find that out tonight. Again, and I don't know about any of this, but I guess tonight we'll find out. So there you go. Well, somebody's telling me I sound fine this morning. I don't know how fine I sound this morning, but here we are. Okay. Well, by the way, I wanted to let everybody know, has anybody looked at the Christmas tree lights on the boulevard? Boy, when I drive through here early in the morning or late at night, there are some beautifully decorated houses. Although, I do have to admit that seeing them before the Christmas holiday, which is the day after Thanksgiving, is a little off-putting. Now, I know people like to put the Christmas decorations up early, but there's something about putting these Christmas decorations up. And by the way, do what you want. I'm not critiquing you personally, but putting them outside, and I understand a lot of people did this because Saturday was very nice weather, but putting these things up before Thanksgiving, I don't know. It just puts me in a Christmas frame of mind long before the Christmas season has happened. I don't think the Christmas season actually springs until the day after Thanksgiving. So I guess we'll see how that all shakes out. Now I did, notice that there was something on cybersecurity on the agenda tonight for City Council, and I was not really sure what that was. Well, I'm glad now that we have been informed of what cybersecurity is all about and where we're going with that and what it's all about. And people should have questions if this is a legitimate thing and that there are issues going on. I mean, I think that's certainly a question or questions that should come about as we go on down the road here. Well, we're coming up on a break. The first hour is almost over. Remember, we've got a whole nother hour. We'd love to hear from you out there in the listening audience. We would especially love to hear from you today, considering I'm hopefully on the tail end of this cold or whatever it is that I have. So feel free to give us a buzz in the next hour, 740-383-9944. All right, we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.